This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Uttarkashi this morning on a day-long visit to Uttarakhand. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Harsil today. During his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Mukhwa village, the winter abode of Goddess Ganga, where he will offer prayers. He will also flag off adventurous sports rallies and trekking expeditions while also addressing a public gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Telangana for their phenomenal support to the BJP in the recently held MLC elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also hailed party workers for working among the people with great diligence. The BJP has won 2 out of the 3 members of the Legislative Council MLC seats in Telangana, including the prestigious Karimnagar, Medak, Nizamabad, Adilabad graduates constituency. Mr. Modi also congratulated the winning candidates. Government has given approval for the development of Sonprayag to Kedarnath Ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Mitfing Media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometers Hemkund Sahib Ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees.
8 to 9 hours ki jo journey hai, that will become a journey of 36 minutes. Shraddaluon ko to benefit hoga hi hoga, aur saath hi saath bahut bada jo local businesses hai, unko benefit hoga. Aur jo divyang jan hai, aur jo humare bujurg saathi hai, un sab ke liye bhi ek bahut badi major benefit isse niklega.
External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has said that the U.S. administration under President Donald Trump is moving towards multipolarity, which suits Indian interests. Dr. Jayashankar said that the United States foreign policy shift under President Trump was expected and it suits India in many ways. External Affairs Minister was addressing a session titled India's Rise and Role in the World at the Chatham House think tank in London yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar is on a 6-day visit to the UK and Ireland.
President and an administration which in our parlance is moving towards multipolarity, and that is something which suits India, and by practicing promoting. Since 1945, one tends to think and talk about the United States as US and the Western world. So it's more like a bloc rather than a nation. US's own self-perception is now more as a nation and perhaps a little less as a bloc.
In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International, BKI, with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI, was arrested from Kaushambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by UPSTF and Punjab Police. US President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum to Hamas, demanding the immediate release of all hostages held in Gaza, along with the return of the bodies of those killed. His warning came just hours after the White House confirmed it was engaged in direct negotiations with the militant group, a move that marks a shift in U.S. policy. He further pledged to provide Israel with everything it needs to eliminate Hamas, warning that not a single Hamas member will be safe if the hostages are not released. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that the Khelo India Para Games 2025 will be held in New Delhi from the 20th to the 27th of this month. This will be the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games. Several international para athletes will be seen in action. Around 1,230 para athletes will compete in 6 disciplines during the games. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. Chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history set by New Zealand, South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. The final match of the championship will be played between India and New Zealand at Dubai International Stadium on Sunday. The Indian benchmark indices opened almost flat today amid mixed global cues as selling was seen in the IT and FMCG sectors in the early trade. Sensex was trading 58 points or 0.08% down at 73,672, while the Nifty declined 13 points at 22,325 in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.